So it was Labor Day weekend in 2001, and a group of us decided to go down to North Carolina, down to the Outer Banks, to spend the long weekend down by the beach. We got a big group house. And I went down with my girlfriend at the time. Her name was Yana, and a bunch of friends of ours. And the Sunday of that weekend, Yana and I actually ended up breaking up. So it was kind of a drag. And on the Monday, actual Labor Day, we were out on the beach, four of us, Yana, myself, and our friends, Sergey and Natasha. And we're out on the beach. It was about sunset. It was a really beautiful evening. And we're just sort of going for a last swim. And then the four of us were going out to dinner. And sun was going down. It was really nice, sort of oranges and reds in the sky. And the water was just this beautiful and sort of green, like the green of a green bottle. It was really beautiful. And the three of them went off to go swimming. And I sort of stayed on the beach. I was kind of sitting far up on the beach, far away from the shoreline, because I kind of wanted to think and figure things out, having just gone through this breakup. So I was sitting there, kind of just looking out into the ocean and just trying to sort of relax and work out what was going on. And Yana came running up at one point and was sort of like, oh, you know, like a crab bit me on the toe. And so I, you know, had to get out. And I was like, oh, you know, sit down. And she said, oh, and also, you know, Sergey and Natasha were kind of acting like a couple, and like I didn't want to crowd them. And I was like, yeah, you know, I understand that. So we were sitting there, and it was kind of a strange situation with the two of us having just broken up and trying to work out what this meant. And here we were, sort of this forced thing with this group of people. And I remember looking out and saying, wow, you know, those guys, they like to swim. They're pretty far out, you know, and they weren't crazy far out. But I know my mom always used to say, you know, when we were a little bit out, like, you know, you might want to come back in. So for me, it was like, wow, they're definitely past sort of my mom's line, you know. And so that, it's weird. So that made me a little bit nervous, but it was, you know, no big deal. We were sitting there talking, and then we could see them, they had started to swim back in. And it was strange. It sounded like there was yelling going on. And we kind of looked out, and it looked like they were yelling too, and they were swimming in. And there was a weird moment where something sort of crystallized that there was something really wrong going on, because the sound of the yelling was really strange. Like, it wasn't like, hey, how are you yelling? It was really different. It was really yelling like I'd never really heard before. And it was like Yana got an inkling of it before I even thought of it. And she jumped to her feet and she was like, it's a shark, it's a shark. And I was thinking, I can remember thinking this, like, that's impossible. Like, it can't be a shark, you know? And then by this point, they were sort of swimming in closer, and we were still pretty far up on the beach, but we could hear them, and it definitely sounded like they were shouting the word shark. And so that was making it even more frightening, and I jumped to my feet, too, and it was like, well, we're going to have to do something, and this is all happening, you know, so fast, and, like, they're getting closer, and, you know, Yana goes sort of running off, and I go running down too. But like, what are you going to do if there's a shark in the water? And they're getting closer and closer, and we can hear at this point they're screaming at the top of their lungs, and they're just screaming, shark, shark, shark. And they're swimming and, you know, getting closer, and I'm feeling like I got to do something, but I don't know what to do. And I run down, and I'm right at the shoreline at this point, and they're reasonably close, and Yana comes running up, and she's like, I got this knife, you know, that she had gotten from like a fisherman. There were maybe like four or five other people on the beach. And I remember like looking at this knife and thinking like, what am I going to grab a knife and like run into the water where there's this shark to try and save my friends? Like, what am I supposed to do? And at this point, Natasha was close enough and like in shallow enough water that I guess part of my brain was either like a shark wouldn't be in this shallow water, or too much time had passed, or it was too intense. And I looked down to where she was, and the water was just full of blood, just everywhere. It was washing up on the beach, like right out of a film. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And somehow I ran into the water and grabbed her and picked her up. And she was pretty light, so I could pick her up. And so I picked her up and looked at her, you know, and I'm holding her in my arms, and she had, I mean, it's horrible. There was like a bite out of the side of her. And I looked down and her foot was gone. And it was just gone, you know. And at that moment, I blacked out. And I could almost, even now when I'm thinking about it, it's like I can almost remember this feeling of everything just being too much. Like, this is too much. And my brain just shoom. And the next thing I can remember, we're further up on the beach and Natasha's lying there and some other guy had shown up and he's tying a tourniquet on her foot. And, you know, Yana's there holding her and Natasha's doing this deep breathing and looking really scared. Everybody's freaking out and we can see these guys are doing CPR on Sergei further down the beach, but it doesn't look good at all. Like, he's not moving at all. And everybody's freaking out and some woman is like, we called, you know, for 911 and they're coming, but it seemed to take forever for them to show up, like just an eternity for them to show up. And when they finally did show up, they had to let the air out of their tires, otherwise they would get stuck in the sand, so we can see them there. And all these things are going on. And at this point, we're pretty sure that Sergei's dead because he hasn't moved in a really long time. And finally, the ambulances get out there and they pick them both up and they take them away. And it's like, boom. And suddenly, we're there. It's me and Yana and all these, you know, other people out there, and, you know, there's some guy filming, like, with his camcorder, and it's like, you gotta be kidding me, there's, you know, somebody's, like, and people are like, you know, get the hell out of here, and we're just in this shock and feeling that strange elastic time feeling where, like, things are going really quickly and really, really slowly at the same time. And I actually ended up seeing the footage that guy shot in a Discovery thing, you know, about sharks later, and I can see the look on my face, and it's like a look that I don't recognize myself because I'm just in such a different place. It scared me to see myself like that, you know? It scared me to see myself like that. And we found out later that, yes, you know, Sergei died. Natasha survived, and, you know, she's doing really well now. But it's like something about that time and that moment and when, I mean, I knew I was going to tell this story, and I knew I was going to try and go back to this fear, and I haven't been back there in a long time. And one of the things that really stands out is I can remember trying to get back into regular life after it all happened, and just feeling like I'm not fitting in this. What kind of a world do I live in where this type of thing happens? And I would walk around feeling like I didn't fit in at all. Like, nobody understands. You know, I don't just like everything was out of sync. And then 1 week later, to the day, was September 11th. And suddenly, it was like everybody felt what I was feeling. Suddenly, everybody understood that the world is this crazy, capricious, violence out of nowhere place, you know? And it was like it was like everything clicked back into sync. And when I think back on that time now, it's like, I think back on it and it's almost like these flash images, and each one is like an oil painting, and it's like beautiful detail, like the green of the water and all this, and then like them swimming in and, you know, after, but like right in the middle is this black one of the blackout that I can't remember, and it's like this black painting, and it's like when I was thinking about how I was going to tell this story, it's like I was just trying to get to that black painting and really go there, and it's just, it's still terrifying, and it's so much bigger than any others, and it's so black, it's like black paint on black velvet, it's like a black hole, it's like a painting, not just of a black hole, but a painting that is a black hole, and it's like I never realized how big and how powerful and how huge it still is until I started thinking about how I was going to tell this story, and it's always going to be with me, and it's always going to be that big. But I realized that I'm not as scared of it as I used to be.